Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Danielle Huff. Welcome to Intuitively Yours. This is the day that we create your inner pathway. If you've never created an inner pathway to the seat of your soul, today is the day we're going to align and create that seat for you. Because if you will imagine or use your imagination when you're working with your intuition, you will start to align truth with and through your imagination with the truth, because that's how it is. If you can imagine it, you can create it. So going in and finding that seat of your soul that you sit and you hear and you listen for your own guidance, for your own knowings and understanding, it just helps your conscious mind have a kind of, we'll put that in quotes, logical, make sense of way to understand what your signs are, what you're feeling, what the impulses are, what you're hearing, what you're seeing, and it's true. But we need to get quiet. And you have to silence the mind. I'm not saying you have to be in a quiet environment, because you can hear and see at all times. But the key is to have the mind in that state of silence, in that state of listening. And so today I'm going to move some energy. We're going to go through your auric field. We're just untangling, letting go, transforming, whatever the words are, all those questions that you've ever asked but didn't get answers to, all the direction that you requested that came that you didn't interpret. And we're just going to move it, and so it can come again in a new way once you find and create your pathway to the seat of your soul. And how we're going to do this, you can do it in many realms. I'm going to do it in two ways for you. You can either choose or do both. If you're multidimensional, you're there. You can imagine a seat sitting in the middle of your heart, or you can imagine a seat sitting in the middle of your mind. However you see it, it's energetically right for you. So just kind of choose, and you could change it. You could actually see it sitting in your belly if that's where you get gut feelings and you trust that more. Put your seat where you trust truth is. That's the important part. And so when you put your seat there, we're going to use your mind, and you can have your eyes open or closed, and you're going to create a pathway for your mind. This is neural networking. You're learning how to neural network your own mind. This is really cool because this is part of your programming. How do I get from A to B? What does my mind process through to create that to get there? And I know this is a little bit deeper, but this is going to make a lot of sense once we pull it all together. So just trust the process. Take a breath. Find your seat. You're not sitting in it. You just know where the seat is. And as you find your seat and you get it prepared and make sure it's the most beautiful color, the most comfortable seat, whatever radiates with you, that this is the seat you would just love to sit in, to listen, to hear, to vision, to do all your work from, per se, to give you all your intuitive, all your guidance from this place in you, this part of you. It's the sensory part of you where you can go in, sit still, and it creates the mind stillness so that you can hear, feel, know, see, trust, all those things. Because as you build this and the more you use it, the stronger your impulses will become, the stronger your knowings, the stronger the energy, less doubt, more knowing, more trust. Like, you're going to create this, but you got to use it. It's not a one time, because the mind says, wait a minute, we only did that once. Do I trust it again? So you really want to go in and use this daily for a while until it clicks. And then you'll just go, oh, I'm in my seat. I must need to listen, or I'm walking to my seat. So how do you get to your seat from where you are? This is where you're going to really create and be an imaginative and use all your magic, all your power, all your knowing, and just imagine in the mind there's a pathway. And your pathway can look like it can look like nerves if you want to walk through a neural pathway, or you can create a path, create steps, create, it may be whatever your path wants to be. It could be concrete, it could be dirt, whatever it is for you. But you're going to create this path. And as you hold it in your mind and you're creating the path in your imagination, and you're going to start laying the foundation. So you're going to start stepping on the path. And as you step on the path, it creates its way. Doesn't mean it's a straight way. It can have curves and turns, but you're going to enjoy the journey to getting to your seat. So however your mind takes you on this path to your seat, trust it. Here we go. You can color your path. It could be a sparkling path. It could be a dull color, whatever you need it to be for you. It's the most comfortable and easiest way, pathway for you to enter your chair, your seat of the soul. And when you build a pathway and you come to your seat, take a moment and look around. What's around you? Is there color? Is it blank? Is it just a seat? Get comfortable with your surroundings so that when you sit in the chair, you know, you trust. Have you ever walked into a room you've never been in before and you're like, ooh, what's that bump? What's that noise? What's that, right? So that's what we're releasing. This is a place, a known place. It's so simple and trusting for you to be. As simply as you like maybe laying in your bed or your recliner or your couch, as simple as you trust to lay there and feel safe, that's the safety you want to bring into this chair. And you're standing over the chair and you're integrating your truth. You and I, chair, we speak truth. I sit in you, I hear, I feel, I know. This is only one way that I feel, I hear, I know. Here we go. And then when you're ready, sit in your chair, take a few breaths and relax. And as you're getting comfortable, I'm going to go up and work with your unconscious-conscious mind connection to bring more consciousness, to bring more knowing so you can let go of the word unconscious and that you can come full psyche and full consciousness, full awareness. It can happen. It is happening at your level, at your speed, at your trust. And this process may speed it up for you because you begin to trust on a quicker, faster level. So things will become manifested on a quicker, faster level. Do you see how that works? Whether you're getting information, whether you're getting inspiration, whatever it is for you, you have to find your pathway so that you have a way in and then a way to express. But we're not there yet. So go ahead and sit in your seat. Get very comfortable. And we're moving that energy. We're opening up the cranial nerves. We're opening up the sensory. There we go. We're just opening everything up right now for you. For those of you that like to feel it, just feel the expansion. Some of you may already feel answers just coming in because you sat and you got quiet. And as you're sitting in this chair, I want you to notice, is my mind quiet? Or is it chattering? And if there's a little bit of chatter, I want you to take a breath and put the tongue at the roof of your mouth and apply a little pressure and breathe. Leave it up there. There you go. And now come into you in the chair of silence. It's still. It's peaceful. Has a lot of energy, but it's calm. And as you sit in your chair, you bring to mind one thing, just one thing at a time, one thing you want to know. There you go. Ask your question or ask, do your statement. And after you go to your statement, I want you to get very, very quiet again in the mind. Like, take a breath, release the question, and now feel. Feel the interpretation starting to begin. Feel the information, the answer coming into you. Visualize it, hear it. You're using all your senses. If you're clairvoyant, you're working on your clairaudient. If you're clairaudient, you're working on your clairvoyance. Like, we are wrapping them all into one. They're all accessible. The energy is light. You can get there. You can open. Some of you may have some ear popping or some yawning. Feel what you feel, hear what you hear, see what you see. Really hold on to this for a moment. Take your time. Anytime you hear mind chatter, reset your tongue to the roof of your mouth. We're opening up your causal chakra. We're opening up the star gateway. When you're silent, you're in tune with all knowing, all energy. All is available to you now. Programming that in. Clear down into the mitochondria of your DNA, how you trusted before, you can trust again. As you trusted, you saw. As you trusted, you heard. As you trusted, you know. And then we're going to move the energy through your unconscious mind so it's louder, more detailed. Whatever you need to trust, the let's go of doubt. Ask for what you need. There, it's shifting. Ask for what you need. You may say, okay, I heard this. Is that true for me? And then hear your yes or no. Keep this very, very gentle. Keep this very, very light. Without stress, without attachment. And that's why you want to go through your imagination so that you can pull back emotion. And you're observing. And your energy and power is on the intention of knowing. Of receiving. That's right. And you can choose to stay in this chair as long as you like. It's always here for you. Receive your understanding, receive the wisdom. And even if it doesn't make sense, listen. Even if it's like, why would that come that way? Listen, feel it, see it. It will come together for you. This may be a way Spirit knows to speak to you, because maybe if he gave you the direct answer, it would scare you, or you still have a little resistance. And so right now, we're going to open up to release all resistance from knowing. Oh, all resistance from the unknown to the known. That gap, that belief system that says you can't know or you don't know or you shouldn't know or how would you know, we're dissolving that energy. And we're dissolving it clear down to the clarity that breaks the illusions of the mind. And it breaks the fears in the mind to dissolve, to no longer exist. And it brings up your power of intention that you do know, that it's simply easy to know. And when you're in stillness, you can know. And every time you sit in this chair, fear releases. Every time you sit in this chair, all fear releases. We're building in trust right now. So some of you that are very kinesthetic, your heads are probably swirling in circles. For some of you that are feeling, your head's probably expanding and contracting, almost like pulsating. This is on purpose. just allow and follow your breath. And if you want to follow it deeper, when you take that breath in, follow your breath to see where it goes. Literally, watch it. Where is it stopping in the body? How far is your breath coming into you and out of you? Are you breathing from your belly? Are you breathing from your lungs? Are you breathing more from your diaphragm? Are you holding breath? Follow your breath. And then when it stops, I'm going to jump in front of it and take another deep breath and guide it. Guide it to the deepest point of you. We oxygenate every cell, every part, every knowing. This is coming alive in your awareness through your olfactory, through your clairaliens. A lot of people don't work with clairaliens, even though it's the oldest part of your body. It's the historical part of your body that holds. The smell of the DNA, we could say it that way, the smell of your blueprint. You can smell your blueprint and interpret it through your breath. What would it smell like? What would it feel like? What would it look like? Do you see how that works? You're using your breath, your in-breath, to receive the information. And on the out-breath, you express it. You know it. That's how easy your intuition is. And sitting in the seat of the soul allows you to stay in the stillness of your mind into the conscious activation of you. And we'll be talking about consciously activating in the upcoming weeks. I'm getting downloads with it, but right now we just want to consciously activate through our clairaliens, through your smell, your sense of smell, and follow your breath. Now that you're in your chair and you got your answers and you moved your breath for center and balance, go ahead, stand up out of your chair. Feel the joy for receiving your answer, the gratitude or the thankfulness. Thank you for my answer. Thank you for trusting. Who are you thanking? Oh, yeah, you're thanking you. You're thanking you for finally trusting you to know. You're thanking you for finally know that you can receive and that you can know, and your trust is knowing, and this is programming in, because the knowing that you know has always been known. Energy is imprinted. Beliefs are imprinted. So as you're moving through and you're creating new neural networking, you're creating new imprints for your mind. And what you can hold in your mind manifests in your reality. And so you're working in your solution, not in your problem, not in the angst. When you get in that angst, you want to go to your seat of your soul, release the angst. That's when we say, let the fear, because all fear is what? Man-made, right? All fear is man-made. All fear is man-made. Fear of falling, fear of loud noises. Those are innate. Those are key. Survivals. Everything else, you've bought into the story, you believe the fear, you've created the fear, you've lived the fear. And so seat of the soul removes the fear so that you can have clarity to come into you again, to trust. And if you haven't trusted yourself in a while, instead of trying to earn trust with yourself, because you'll do that. Oh, I don't know if I can trust me yet. Well, let me try this one thing. How about you just ask your mind to go back to the last time I trusted me fully? Go into a time I trusted me fully, knowing that I knew that I know, that I knew that I know, and your mind will reset there. And you pick up your journey from there in your trust. Not in where you are, but in your trust. Because that's the last place you left it. Think of it that way. That's the last time you totally believe, because something right after that took you off your belief, took you off your trust of you. Maybe you said something wasn't right, or you didn't know something, and it wavered your confidence. Because even going back to the time that you trusted and you fully trusted, if you want to dive into that energy and pull it up, pull it up through your body. Feel the confidence. Feel the knowing. Feel that you know that you know that you know. As easy as you know your name, you know. And you're doing this all within your inner work to express your outer self. Look at this. Look at this. Your authentic self is now. That's what's said in the seed of the soul. That is you, your authentic self. Yes. And we're programming back to trust. When did I totally trust myself? You want the feeling. You want the feeling that you can trust yourself again. It's not about, well, I trusted that I could do this job, and so now I need to go do the job. No. You want, what did it feel like when you totally trusted? What did it feel like when you know that you're right? What does it feel like when truth presents itself to you? What is the feeling? What is the knowing? Bring it up. Bring it through your body. Express it. Feel it. Imprint this trust right into your DNA. Right into every cell of your body. Imprint trust. Immerse yourself in it. Immerse yourself in it. And since you're standing in front of your chair, because I told you to get up, now you're going to walk your path. Now you're going to walk your path right back to now. It may take you 2 steps. It may take you 10 steps. You can walk as a queen. You can walk as a king, but you're walking your path. Yeah, feel it in your body. Feel your allness. Feel your togetherness on this path. This oneness. This oneness. And as you're doing this, what you're doing in your neural networking is you're creating a path that says, I trust. When I take this path, I trust my answers. When I take this path, I trust, I know. And why is that a good thing to do? Because how rote are you? Think about it. How do you trust you get to work? How do you trust you hold your fork? Do you think about it every time and try to hold the fork or move the fork? So if you can create a pathway within you that you utilize, it will build confidence, it will build knowing, it will become automatic, and all these things will happen. Because you're trusting the path. How many times does it take you to do something until you trust that you can do it? That's how many times you need to walk your path. And it's there for you at any time. And this is a great way for you to start, what? Heal or heal thyself, right? Asking, what's blocking me? What's moving me? Where am I? Or, hey, what is this? If you want to use your psychic abilities in different realms, what do I know? What am I feeling? What am I intuiting, right? And then trusting that you can share that or that is for you. And then you make the choices and changes that brings up in that. And even while you're sitting in the chair, if it's a wisdom or a choice or a new way, go ahead and see yourself being it there. Right there in the chair in that moment, you already have it. You already know what you're supposed to do. Because that's where you get locked up. What if I don't know the next step? What if there isn't a next step? What if this is leading me to nowhere? Oh, do you see why we're creating the trust to the path to the seat? Because somewhere someone told you you could lead to nowhere. No, you're always here. But those are imprints that you have. Those are things that you have within you that you have got to release the imprinting from so that you can believe on a higher level that all is possible and all things are known and revealed in time, space, reality. It's happening. It's here. When you get calm and you get quiet, you sense, you feel. Even if you're not tuning into it, it's still happening on some level. Your unconscious mind is still processing. So when you get in stillness, what you do is you capture more. You capture more, you hear more, you understand more, you feel it, you interpret it. What's really what your unconscious mind is hearing, feeling, seeing for you. Now, if you want to work with the seat of the soul to do healing work, then you would sit on your seat and then you would get calm, go into stillness, and you begin to feel the opposite of your illness, the opposite of pain. What does that feel like? What does it feel like if I didn't have this disease? If I didn't have this issue, who would I be? And unconscious, conscious mind, go ahead and program that now. Create that now for me. Create that happening now for me. Feel that coming out of your body. See yourself already healed. Feel what it feels like to heal. You don't talk about the pain to get to the healing. You talk about the joy that you're noticing on the way of the journey. There is no destination. It's not an outcome to get out of pain. It's just a process that you go through. Because if it was just an outcome to get out of pain, once you were out of pain, you would never get back in it again. So do you see how that works for you? So the seed of the soul can actually be on all levels. You can use it for many things. Use your imagination. Work with it. Yes, it's for you. It's here for you. If you want to do more work around this, or you want to work on your intuition, getting rid of the old, where are you going in the future, in the 5D, I'm here for you. You can reach out at JanielleHuff.com. You can call or text. All the information is on the website. These are on demand, so you can share them with others or go back through other radio shows. But really, come into you. So as you walk your path back and you're into your now, come back into your body and come back into the room. That's right. Trust if you know it's time to work together. Trust if you know what you are to work on. This is all coming to you. You will implement this. This is already being implemented just by listening. Go back and listen again if you need. This is here for you. Trust what you create each time. Each time it's going to be a different experience. And then you're going to get the experience that works for you. And you're like, this is the way I get there. This is how I get my answers. But sometimes your logic mind needs a place to go to, because we've taught it logic. It has to make sense. So does it make sense if I sit down and get still, I will listen? Ha! Pretty much, right? Because you got told sit down, be quiet, listen in school. You got told sit down and listen at home. So why not use what you already use to enhance where you're going? Do you see what you're not recreating the wheel. You're using what you already have. You're just plugging in new information, new ways to use it. How else could I use this command? How else could I use this knowledge? And you're opening up the multidimensional self of you to explore in more of you and to come into knowing you. Your intuition is your guidance. It is you. It's not about the other things. It's about you first. So enjoy this process. Share with others. And until we meet again, stay in peace, my friends. Bye for now.